Hot 91, Dave, Sam and Ash. It is State of Origin Game 1 tonight in Adelaide. The King Wally Lewis joins us right now. Royalty, everyone stand up please and welcome the King Wally Lewis. Yay! On State of Origin Day, mate. Are you excited about the game tonight?
Not to be excited. I've got to say that every time an Origin match comes around, it really makes you feel pretty good, and it's certainly got Adelaide alive and pumping. They're ready for it as well, so I can't wait till kickoff. The only problem may be the weather. It's just started raining. Looks like it could be pretty heavy.
Okay.
That'd be fun watching a bit of slippy action.
Yes, grab, tackle somebody, shove his face into the mud, try and hold it under the water as long as you possibly can before being told by the referee to let it go.
Now we're talking.
This will be high entertainment.
That's what I call Tuesday night.
Hey, well, talk to us through, though. Origin being at this end of the year, we heard Cordner yesterday come out and tell us that he reckons it's a good thing. Do you agree? Do you think having State of Origin at the end of the season is a benefit to the spectacle?
Well, I guess I'm going to learn a little bit about it and the value that it plays. But I'm a little bit of an old-timer where the best players in the competition were basically picked in the middle of the season when they were all playing. I think it's a little bit uncomfortable for many players. If their teams don't qualify for the finals, they basically won't have played a game for 4 weeks, coming up 5 weeks.
Yeah, right.
So it makes it pretty difficult for them to be at their best form. Whereas in the middle of the season, you've certainly got all of the players ready, willing and able to produce their best, and they usually do, and it's highly entertaining. I guess the only plus that the middle of the season can't produce is the opportunity to watch three matches in the space of 14 or 16? 16 days.
Yeah, that's right.
Something like that, which is, for a player's fitness level, to get through that, you've got to be in pretty good shape, and there could be some real difficult issues present themselves with injuries.
Well, in times of trial, people look to the King for advice, and everyone wants to know, the question everyone has on their lips today is, will it be Trump or Biden, Wally?
It really does appear as though it's going to be Biden, and I know, listening to everybody in my home, my family, they weren't all that big on Trump. They used to think that he made a bit of a fool of himself on occasion, so it may be the other side of the coin there.
Okay, we'll see.
I'd go for Biden.
The question I really do want to ask you, though, that was a bit of a joke one, is who do you reckon the best coach of a Queensland team has ever been, and is it Wayne Bennett?
Oh, good call.
Look, Bennett's got a wonderful record there. I mean, I've had the privilege of playing under a lot of them. Beetson was magnificent. He used to treat players extremely differently, spend enormous amounts of time with some and very little with others. Bennett, he may have his detractors, but he is a very talented coach. He's blessed by some of the best communication skills that ensure that people perform. If I've got to go for it, I'd probably look to Mel Meninga, though. The record that he got when Queensland won 8 straight, that was enormous.
Incredible.
And this is a bloke that's he's also played State of Origin, which is quite remarkable. Very few have been blessed with that that thrill before.
His brother Cam owns Hello Harry's here in Caloundra, and he passes the burgers out to you like a football. it ends disastrously most of the time. There's lettuce on your ear.
You get that big forearm across your nose, it hurts.
Get a beetroot on the eye.
Well, as long as the Queenslanders can catch them in a pressure situation like Origin, I don't think we'll be too concerned about the other.
That's
well done, mate. Well said.
Well, King Wally, thank you, mate. Always a pleasure having you on the show, and looking forward to a cracking game and a wonderful series kicking off tonight.
Thanks,
from
guys.
Adelaide.
All hail King Wally.
Thank you.
Yay.
Go the Maroons.